in offering these instructions in the morning. And in reflecting on the Satipatthana Sutta itself, there are different perspectives we can take on these instructions. One might be that the instructions are something to do. Practices to do. And the other might be that they are descriptions of what can be noticed. Both perspectives can be supportive in our practice. At times it can be helpful to attend to the breath, direct the attention to the breath, notice clearly the elemental experience of the breath. And so we can direct and orient as a practice, breathing in, knowing the breath, noticing the sensations that accompany the breath. The movement, the pressure, coolness or heat, maybe noticing the pleasant, unpleasant or neutral aspects of the breath. Or even possibly inclining towards or being curious about, might the breathing become comfortable? Exploring where and how the breathing is pleasurable as a way to support settling the mind. In the perspective of instructions being descriptions of experience, we may simply be noticing what's obvious in our experience, landing in the flow of changing sensations, and feelings and attitudes. And recognizing or beginning to see the multi-layered and the fullness of our experience. That there's body sensation and feeling and attitudes and the breath. Flowing through, being known, being recognized, being received. At different times for each of you, sometimes the more directed approach is helpful. Other times the more receptive approach may be helpful. And yet, however you are meeting your experience, there are some perspectives that are generally helpful. Relax. Abide. Connect. To experience. Explore that intimacy, the meeting of experience and awareness. Relaxing. Abiding supports that intimacy. We can relax through or into abide with and explore the possibility, perhaps incline towards allowing whatever is being met. Everything is allowed within our practice. When we receive it in this way, understanding it as Oh, this is pleasant. Understanding this is unpleasant. Understanding an in-breath as an in-breath. Abide. Abide with. And allow. This morning, I'd like to invite you to be curious about right now in your experience, is there an area or an aspect of experience that may have a feeling tone of unpleasant? Recognizing unpleasant. You don't have to use a label there. Just acknowledging, oh, this is unpleasant. And exploring the possibility of allowing unpleasant to simply be unpleasant. And now to invite you to see if there's an area of experience, some aspect of experience that feels pleasant. Perhaps something simple. Like the softness of your cheek, or maybe a smoothness of the breath. If there's nothing obvious, you could play with putting a half smile on your face. Let the corners of your mouth turn up in a little half smile and see if there's some pleasant that comes with that. exploring the possibility of also allowing that, not trying to lean into it or push it away. It's okay to feel pleasure. When it's recognized clearly, this is pleasant experience. And what is most obvious in your experience right now? Maybe the breath, maybe body sensations, maybe an emotion. Can you recognize whether that experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And however it is, maybe that too can be allowed, simply allowed. Possibility of opening to unpleasant without pushing it away, without reacting. Opening fully to pleasant and realizing the possibility that we don't have to hold on to it. And we don't have to push it away. And maybe also beginning to recognize some experience is neutral. And exploring that connection, that intimacy with what we normally miss. With what normally seems so unimportant. If you find this exploration around feeling tone to be useful, you're welcome to continue playing with exploring it. Play. Another useful attitude with the practice. And you're also welcome to return or explore, open to your more familiar practice. Abide with and allow.